AHSTW girls soccer is starting to make some noise as the soccer season comes closer and closer to kicking off for the 2023-24 season. Head coach Beth Herbst says that the inexperience is a big challenge early in the season, but these girls are already becoming more familiar with the game.
We always start with girls who have never played soccer before. I think it's one of our biggest challenges. Moving forward, just the first week is always chaotic. You know, we have to introduce what a ball is, what positions are, all that good stuff. But normally we're going into week two after obviously today, and hopefully we'll be able to get more ball touches and just get more familiar with the game.
The best way to coach inexperience is to be able to bring things back to the basics. AHSTW is looking to keep things simple by just introducing the game of soccer to its athletes. Being one of the smallest teams in the state of Iowa to have a soccer program carries its challenges, but in the end, it'll make for a hard-fought season.
We are definitely focusing on just the simple fundamentals of soccer, which I started last season where we really focused on that. And coming into the first week of practice, the girls that have gone out previously, I can already see a little improvement, and it just makes me so happy. The second thing we are really focusing on is just not giving up. You know, Avoca's probably, I think we're the sixth smallest school in the state of Iowa with a girls soccer program. So teams we play are very, very, very athletically gifted. It's a challenge for us, but we take it no matter what happens, and we just learn from every mistake we make. And hopefully by the end of the year, if that's all we do is just learn every single game, I'm okay with it.
Looking at the Lady Vikes this season, Coach Herbst is looking for a few players to make a substantial impact this year. Senior Ella Langer is going into her third season of Lady Vikes soccer as one of the top forwards for the Lady Vikes coming into the 2023-24 season. Sadie Paulson, known as the quote-unquote Flash, alongside Claire Mertz, will help to provide a string of speed in midfield. And the last, but certainly not the least, is Hallie Goodman, who will be one of the top scorers for AHSTW this season.
Ella Langer, who's a senior, she came to me her sophomore year, I think, and she's never played soccer before, and she has just excelled. I love it. She loves it. It's great. We also have Sadie Paulson, a.k.a. we call her Flash. We had to move her keeper unexpectedly last season, and we're going to start her there this year, see what happens. Moving down to the junior class, we have Claire Mertz, who's always been a big leader in the back for us when it comes to defense. I have a sophomore, Hallie Goodman. She's very talented at the sport. Love having her. She's going to be probably our leading goal scorer this year.
A top challenge this season for AHSTW will be their competition. With more well-established and bigger programs, they'll make it tough for the Lady Vikes. While soccer is a newer sport in the state of Iowa, it only continues to grow as more and more athletes hit the field, especially for AHSTW.
I think one of the biggest challenges for us is when we have to play those bigger schools, like the Des Moines Christian, the West Central Valley, the Van Meter. These girls go to state every year. Even in our own class, when we're playing like the Trainers and the Tri-Centers, these schools have amazing soccer programs, and we're just a little behind. I mean, we've started now with our youth program. I have a board of moms and dads that are just incredible. And so, yes, it's new to Iowa, but hopefully in the next 5 years, it won't be new and everyone will just be awesome.
The expectations this season are for the girls to make a few mistakes early and to learn through them. They'll take on East Sac County in a week on Monday, March 25th. These two teams previously held close last season as the Raiders earned a 3-1 victory in East Sac County.
Expectations, I mean, we're going to make a lot of mistakes in the beginning. We always do. There's always at least a handball. There's always at least a free kick. I mean, there's something. But hopefully the girls can just wrap their mind around the mistakes that are going to be made and we can just push through them. Last year was our first year we played East Sac County and it was a great game. I'm just looking forward to hopefully it's another great game. Everyone can get some points on the board and hopefully we come out with a W.
AHSTW will take this week to prepare for their upcoming game on March 25th against the Raiders at 5 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.